Hey everybody, how's it going?
Hey! I came in.
It's 3:39 a.m. It is Thursday night, a.k.a. Friday morning.
Right, and we had ourselves an adventure. I think the last time we were on this, we were talking about going to Nashville.
Yeah,
we were going to
Nashville.
Yeah. And instead, we had a nightmare adventure.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call it.
So LP was being a wonderful human. He was driving us to Nashville. I was sitting up front with him. We were just sitting, driving to Nashville. And suddenly, we hear a strange sound.
Yeah, the car starts rumbling a little. Turn down the music.
My heart immediately sinks. Like, oh no, not a car problem. And then we hear that dreaded thump of a flat tire. Like, oh no, we had a flat tire, guys. Yeah. 30 minutes into our 1 hour drive, just past the halfway point.
Now, just to give you an idea of what the situation was, we were going down the interstate, which I've never dealt with this. Really, being from Chicago, the speed limit is 70 miles per hour, which is ridiculously high coming from Chicago, where it's like 55 to 65, probably more 55 than anything.
Yeah.
So after we pulled over as far as we can go, and there are just big semis and just lots of cars going by you, 70, 80 miles an hour.
It was the front left tire, so that means it was the side facing the road that was flat. And it was just like, it was bad. So we try to fix the tire, right? So we try to lower the tire from the back. So it's a minivan, so it's sort of tucked underneath with this pulley system thing. Not a pulley, it's more like just a lock. You have to unravel the thing to get it out.
It's ridiculous.
And the cord unraveled, but the tire didn't go with it. Which is wrong. That's not how that's supposed to work, at least to my understanding.
That's pretty wrong.
So we couldn't get it off, so we're like, well, I guess we have to just get it towed. So we called AAA. My AAA car doesn't work anymore. Then we got with LP's number, and that works, and we get them to look for tow trucks, but they can't find a tow truck for us. It takes them forever. We're on the road a total tonight of 2 hours.
Yeah. At least.
Actually, more than that. Cause it was actually just about 2 hours.
Yeah.
9:30 to 11:30.
Way longer than I wanted
Wendy's
to spend.
Trip.
Way longer, yeah. And the Wendy's trip really clinched it.
That's a little later. Yeah. So, Robert gets on the phone.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
Yeah, say it, Tins.
Oh, I didn't.
No.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, yeah, you were going to walk like away.
Oh, I was going to.
Anyway,
I was going to go to bed. It's like 3:40.
Oh, I'm going to go to bed.
He calls you out on the podcast.
You want to start this now, Robert?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do it. Do it.
All right.
Anyway.
Start it.
Robert calls his friend.
Okay.
Robert calls his friend.
We'll be up there soon.
For a while. Robert calls his friend Steve, who was very nice.
A wonderful gentleman.
He's my cousin.
He's your cousin.
Yeah.
And he came and picked the majority of us up. Just on the side of the road, and the tow truck.
The tow truck eventually came. We had to call ourselves and find one.
Yeah.
After we called AAA, and they apparently are bad at finding tow companies because I found one.
Now, the night for me didn't turn out to be that bad because I love driving at night at like great speeds.
Oh yeah.
So with like the wind blowing in the back and the music pumping, and although it was like, you know, STP, which is fine and fun, and I love STP, and I always have, but yeah, I don't listen to that stuff anymore. It was great, just driving down the road.
We were driving back, you mean?
Yeah, when we were driving back. Oh, it was great, just a great time. I had a great time.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a ride back. We dropped the car off at a Walmart. We're going to have to investigate getting it fixed tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow's job. That's not now.
I think I've planned it out. How we're going to work that out tomorrow.
I need to call them in the morning and set up an appointment so they'll work on it and get it done. Oh, being an adult. That's lousy.
Yeah. That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, we're responsible for everything.
I know. So, yeah, that happened. fucking waiting on the side of the road for 2 hours while things just whizzed by you. A policeman stopped and sort of hung out with us
for a bit. Ate
Taco Bell. Just until we got, like, AAA on the way. Like, he's just making sure we would be okay. We're like, yeah, we think
finished
we'll be okay.
Taco Bell.
Finished Taco Bell and went on his merry way. He was very handsome. He was a handsome policeman.
He was kind of handsome, yeah.
He was, like,
I noticed that. I was
tall,
like,
and thin and strong and handsome. If I was a guy, and no, I was gay, no, I'm not a guy. That's for sure.
And you're definitely not
gay. I'm not gay either. I'd be really into that.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if people who have been listening to the podcast, like,
all the same?
Thought me saying that I'm not a guy is real.
This guy who talks like this is actually
a guy. I'm not a guy.
A Keith guy? Has he been a girl the whole time? Jesus.
Weird.
Crazy. It's like a twist.
But we all got Wendy's. We had six separate orders of Wendy's. One round was five orders, and one round was one order.
Yeah,
came back we went to Burger King, which was closed because the driver
way before the time that they should have been.
Yeah.
That's true. And then we went back and got more Wendy's. Wendy's is a wonderful fast food restaurant.
Double Wendy's.
Would you say that tonight's podcast is brought to you by Wendy's?
You know what?
Since Hank just finished a microwaved Wendy's sandwich.
I did.
Yes. I'd say this podcast is brought to you by Wendy's. And Sonic.
Mostly Wendy's.
But Sonic, too. They're there.
Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Oh, they're Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. The best dollar thing you can buy.
With wilted lettuce.
So Wendy's. The best dollar thing you can buy. And Sonic. The biggest goddamn coney you could ever eat.
Yeah.
I was going to say the biggest waste of money, because...
No, dude.
They've
Sonic
got
rules.
A fried, got a cool, fried country steak sandwich with gravy on it.
Yeah, dude.
We don't have that stuff.
It's crazy. It's like 400,000 calories.
That seems excessive. 400,000? Whoa.
And sometimes you need 400,000 calories.
It's like dark matter food.
Well, welcome to a fried country steak sandwich with, like, between two slices of toast that have been, like, grilled in butter with gravy on it.
Oh, so good.
And, like, mayonnaise and, oh, man.
Mayonnaise, I believe.
Why does it bother you? You eat raw steak.
Yeah, but that's not high.
Yeah, that's another
calories.
Thing we learned tonight. We learned that since Hank got a job, he's been eating steak every day.
And apparently he eats raw meat sometimes.
Raw steak. Hey, man.
Which is weird,
throw it on
dude.
The skillet for only 3 minutes.
Turn the skillet on high, and you're done. You just add a little salt.
Actually, that's actually okay to do.
Just saying.
That is.
But it's almost
actually,
raw.
No, it
is
but
raw.
That's okay because the bacteria that grow on meat, on beef, only grow on the outside. So actually you really only do have to cook the outside well to
Science.
Safe meat. The inside... Because most of the bacteria
Technology.
Comes from the knives. That's why ground beef is so dangerous. Because it's from the knives. Because, like, stuff can stay on the knives and get moldy or old fast. And it gets cut into the new meat. But, so steaks are cut by those knives. And they have bacteria on the outside of the steak, but it doesn't penetrate. But ground beef is all cut, and then it's mixed up and ground with more knives and blades. So it's got all this, all these bacteria within it, which is why you're supposed to cook it more thoroughly than you have two steaks.
This educational lesson brought to you by Wendy's and their Dollar Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
Wendy's one of the only fast food restaurants that actually waits to cook your food until after you order it. Which it takes a little bit longer, but God, it tastes better.
It does taste better.
It does taste better and same price. Just willing to spend
Sometimes
a little more time.
Their fries suck though, man. I hate those fries.
You know what? I think the fries are okay.
They're fine. I'll eat them, but they're not as good as McDonald's.
I don't like McDonald's fries. I don't like fast food fries. Fast food fries are garbage. Real place fries are good.
I like Byron's. I like Byron's.
Byron's hot dog. Chicago, Illinois.
Byron's double cheeseburger with everything.
What the hell is a Byron's?
Fries.
Oh, it's a delicious fast food place-ish thing. Chicago fast food.
Yeah, it's a Chicago chain. It's great.
Chicago fast food rules. Italian beef, hot dogs, and burgers.
And see the Euros and
have one of those.
Special shout out
today,
to Clark Street Dog. Oh yeah,
so I had it. Nice. Hey, have you had that that new hot dog place? It's like Coney Island Dogs. It's over on Southport.
No,
I see it. It looks it's like a completely different style hot dog restaurant, but it's specifically not Chicago hot dogs.
Have
it's like everything else.
Have you then done hot dogs yet?
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I want to do hot dogs. Hot dogs. I know. I've seen it on TV like 5 times.
Except I came before I lived in the city, and the prices freaked me out, so I didn't get what I should have gotten. Like, yeah. I wasn't adventurous because, like, I can't afford $9 for lunch. I brought 4. It's lunch. It's a hot dog place.
You're not
going to
try and spend $4 in the city. Come on, man.
I thought it was a hot dog stand. Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
I can see that.
So I'm like, oh, $4 is like a hot dog. That's all I need.
Well, so, $2. Speaking of the city, I guess tomorrow we'll find out what our fate is in getting back to the city, and if we can get there on time for our show that we remembered we had.
Yeah, we have a show on Saturday.
Yeah.
How about that? How about them apples? Whoops.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we'll have that adventure.
Yeah, we've got to fix the car, get some barbecue, figure out if we're going to be able to spend any time in Nashville.
To play mini golf.
Come back. Yeah, play mini golf. To come back to hang out with... to have some sort of really ridiculous southern experience.
Yeah,
and then
right,
get up on Saturday early enough to head home.
Yeah.
And early enough to head home and play miniature golf on the way if we don't have time for miniature golf tomorrow.
Right.
While y'all are doing the miniature golf here, I'll be back here. So,
yeah.
We'll have to meet up.
Hopefully the car will be fixable within like an hour
or
two.
Hopefully the rest of this nightmare will go as smoothly as possible.
Visiting my homeland a nightmare.
No, our car situation.
Yeah, the car situation.
We don't have a car.
Yeah, and we need to get back.
It's not fun on vacation. Like, oh, well, we don't have a car now.
No, I just said flat tire. So when I get a flat tire in Chicago, it's like the worst nightmare ever. And I'm only like 3 blocks away from home.
Mm.
And it's just like, oh my God, I have to call AAA, they're going to have to tow it, I'm going to have to go to fucking Just Tires and get fixed. That sucks so much.
That's the same thing that happened here.
Yeah.
I had to call AAA. We got a tow, and we're going to have to get it fixed tomorrow.
At Walmart, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Same thing, except we had to travel an hour's worth of distance to do it.
Oh, boy. Well,
here's a tip, guys. Check those tires before long road trips. Because nothing slows down an exciting evening like a flat tire. Nothing just stops you. It's like, well, fun's over, everybody. Somebody said no. God said, nope, go home.
It wasn't meant to be tonight.
Maybe there was going to be a shooting or something if we went to Nashville.
Exactly
this is
where we're going
to
be at.
Yeah, hopefully that's the case.
Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah,
tomorrow in the news.
Hopefully some guys got shot.
Yeah, wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. Especially since
it'd
we're addressing it now.
It'd
spoil, you know, the first trip has to be spoiled. Someone must be shot.
Yeah.
It's penance. Some mofo's gonna die.
No. We came home at about 12:30, 35, 37, somewhere around there. And then Tins and LP and I climbed up the wall, the sort of rock wall that's behind the cabin. So we had said we were gonna climb it at some point, and I felt it was fitting when we got out of that car. And
yeah,
finally got home from this nightmare of a flat tire in a different place. We have to just talk
in the middle of the intersection. Oh boy. Anyway,
a 3-hour adventure, really.
Yeah.
The end of it is like, yeah, we're gonna climb this wall now.
So we climbed the guys to the top and announced ourselves as king.
And high fived.
Yeah.
And then we crept down awkwardly.
Awkwardly and cautiously.
Cautiously.
Yeah. Cautiously is the key word, I think. How am I gonna hurt myself? Come on.
Yeah.
And now here we are.
Then we drank.
Yeah, we drank a lot. So
yeah. Then we played with some Nerf guns. And now it's almost 4.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think it's about time for me to hit the hay and maybe the rest of us.
I think so, too,
hay.
Yeah. So I guess for tonight, thanks for tuning in to our Woe episode of our podcast.
Our twist penultimate episode.
It'll be fun. I'll be really excited to hear the optimism in the one before this, and then this one.
Yeah,
it's going to be really fun. All right, well, everybody,
Buscow,
have a good night or good Friday.
Happy Boofy.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye,
Buscow.